USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Israeli medical officials said Friday that a stampede broke out during a Jewish religious festival in the country's northern region, killing at least 44 and injuring around 150 people. The tragedy, one of the deadliest civilian disasters in the country's history, occurred at Mount Moron. The event attracts tens of thousands from the ultra-Orthodox community. U.S. health regulators pledged again Thursday to try to ban menthol cigarettes. The Food and Drug Administration has attempted several times to get rid of menthol, but faced pushback from big tobacco, members of Congress, and Americans wanting freedom of choice. The lawsuit filed by anti-smoking and medical groups last summer is to force the FDA to finally make a decision. SpaceX launched a Falcon 9 rocket from Cape Canaveral in Florida on Wednesday, putting another 60 internet satellites into orbit. Over 1,500 Starlink satellites have been deployed by SpaceX, each weighing 550 pounds. USA Radio News.
America's great cities are in deep trouble. Businesses are closing, taxpayers fleeing, and police are defunded as crime and homelessness rise. It's a dangerous time in big cities like New York, LA, Chicago, Seattle, San Francisco, and more. All this week, Rob Schmidt is on Newsmax TV, exposing the real truth in his series, Cities on Fire. Every night, Rob Schmidt gives you the real news you won't hear anywhere else. So watch Rob Schmidt tonight at 10 p.m. Eastern and see his Cities on Fire special. Newsmax TV is on all major cable systems. If you don't get it, call your cable system. Tell them you want Newsmax or you can switch. Plus, get Newsmax free on most smart TVs like Samsung, Sony, and LG. Or tune in on Roku, Pluto, Zumo, and YouTube Live. And millions have already downloaded the free Newsmax TV app on their smartphones. So start watching America's fastest growing cable news channel. Because Newsmax is real news for real people.
Former President Trump says a 2024 presidential run is a probability at this time. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
100% I'm thinking about running.
Former President Trump saying he's mulling a 2024 run for the White House. The former president continues.
We will, I think, be very successful. If we were very successful, look, I ran twice, and the second time I got 12 million more votes than the first time, which very rarely happens for a president. I got the largest number of votes in the history of our country for a sitting president, and I was told if I got 66 million, you couldn't lose. I got 75 million.
Trump also telling Fox Business he's considering Florida Governor Ron DeSantis as his running mate.
The 45th president is urging Americans to keep an eye on the 2020 election forensic audit going on now in Maricopa County, Arizona. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Is President Biden bringing the United States together as a people? Democrat analyst Lakai Vinson on Fox News says yes.
Let's first establish that it is normal for presidents to enter executive orders when they enter office. In fact, Trump had 220 executive orders. And so when Biden entered office, he had to reverse those laws that were codified by the Trump administration, which supported divisiveness, such as the Muslim ban and the separation of families at the border. So the unfortunate part is, Todd, is that Republicans are using unity as a tool to whine when they don't get their way.
The opinion editor at Fee, Brad Palumbo, disagrees.
I just completely disagree. I think the first 100 days of the Biden administration have belied his promises of unity, compromise, and moderation. I mean, he has pushed not just executive orders, but $6 trillion in proposed spending. That's $43,000 per U.S. household. That would make Obama or even FDR blush. So he's come in and he's totally overstepped his mandate to push a progressive agenda that's not what people actually voted for. And he's done it on party lines, like a COVID bill that doesn't work with any Republicans and an infrastructure approach that just totally eschewed the bipartisan approach for a party line path. So that's not unifying or moderate in my book.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pryor.